Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Well, today I would like to talk to you a little bit about YouTubing. I had in the last few months a couple of clients which were really thinking about creating their own YouTube channel and making a lot of money with this and, you know, finding ways of actually making it happen for them on the YouTube platform. Now, when we were going through the different business model and we were looking at the things, then we were quite surprised to discover that there is actually not that much money to be made on YouTube, funny enough. So if you were thinking about the reason actually I'm coming up with this today in this podcast is because I get this requirement or this, you know, this request from people more and more. Can you help us to set up a proper YouTube channel to make things work? I'm not talking about the technical side of a YouTube channel, but I'm more talking about the business side of it. And truthfully, if you just look at it from a business perspective, you're just looking at YouTube from the business side, I think you will be very surprised that there is no way you can make a living with that. Let's be absolutely clear. So if you're looking at things like AdSense and even things like FameBit or whatever it is you have, that doesn't work. There is just not enough money. Let's start from the beginning. Let's look up how this really works. If you want to create some good video, you need some good video gear. I'm not talking about thousands and thousands of euros, but let's just start with the basics. Let's just start with a computer that is capable of rendering your videos. So if you just start with that, you're looking at a minimum of 1,000 euros, minimum. And that is still a slow computer. So if you want anything a little bit faster, you're looking at 2,000 euros to start with. Then you're looking at a camera. Yes, of course, you could use your iPhone or you could use your whatever, your mobile phone camera. But truthfully, if you want to get some good video out of it, you don't really get around the DSLR or something similar. And that is something in the price range of, let's say, with lens and everything on the cheap level of about 500 euros. Now, if you go further and you think, okay, you need definitely good sound, and that means you need a good microphone, you think, okay, let's say you can get a good microphone if you don't have too high requirements, maybe for 100, 150, maybe 200 euros. So if you see the number, you'll end up with all the equipment you need of a minimum of 2,000 euros, really. That's quite an investment. Now, when you speak about YouTube with YouTubers and say, what is your real income? I mean, give us some real figures, something that is worth it. And you're looking at people who have 100,000 followers on their YouTube channel. Well, if they just look at AdSense and they just look at FameBit and these sort of things, then we're looking at about 500-600 euros a month. That's it. Guys, that is not enough money to build a rich business on. You know how long it's going to take you just to get the money back you invested already into this. So the question really then is, how do YouTubers make it? I mean, there are people out there who make a lot. And of course, let's take the exceptions out. I'm not talking about the guys who have like 3 million followers. I mean, these are exceptions. It's like the lottery winner. There are not that many out there. But if you're looking at the ones which are in the average range, this is something between, let's say, 10,000 and 100,000 followers, which is a lot, you know. It takes you a couple of years to get to that level. So that's not something you're just going to do like quickly. So from that angle, you need to come up with something more than just a YouTube channel. So what most of them do, they have special deals with merchandising. They do a lot of referral stuff, like, you know, with Amazon and others, where they actually talk about products and, you know, have referral links on their description to these products where they make some extra money of it. They try lots of different angles. They do some coaching stuff, you know, where they help companies and advise them as consultants and so on. So you could see that YouTube itself becomes, when you look at it from the whole picture, far more a platform where you can do branding than actually real business. But for branding purposes, YouTube can be absolutely fantastic. But then you have to see it completely different. Then it's branding. And as branding, you have to create probably different kind of videos, different things, because now this kind of video will promote other services you do and not actually, it's not the service itself. So that's what we did. We did actually with two guys now who started their own channel, and with them we started now this complete set. And for that we created different ways of making money. So it's like a package. The package actually consists out of 8 different items they do, or different things they do using YouTube, using podcasting, using different platforms, and YouTube being one of them, in order to promote or sell their products. Now that turns into a viable business. I have to say that if you start with zero on YouTube, so if you start a complete new YouTube channel and you've never actually done this before, it's going to take you some time to gather the total amount of followers in order to make things happen. There are ways of doing it, but it's challenging because everybody out there is shouting and shouting and shouting, and you just have to shout louder. Or you have to have some very good social media set up already where you maybe get some people move over to YouTube and follow you on that platform. So I just thought I'm going to throw that in. If you are into that and you really want to get into YouTubing and you really think this is your platform and you love that because you just enjoy doing the videos, well, there is a way of making it happen, but it's far, far more than just YouTube. You need to be aware of that. If you're just looking at YouTube, it's going to be very hard for you to ever get there, really. But in a combination of other things, yes, you can make it happen. You can really make it happen. And there are some great guys out there. There are the video creators, you know, Tim Schmoyer, who does a good job. I mean, he's doing it for 10 years, you know. This is something, you know, it took a long time to build this up to that level. There are a couple of other guys out there, you know, which are really good. I can maybe mention Roberto Blake, who is in the States, who's doing a very good job. You know, he's one of those guys who also managed to create a combination of different things. If you look at them, you can see, you know, even so, they have, well, more than 100,000 followers already. They have to do a lot of extra stuff in order to provide for a living. But they love YouTube. They do YouTube because they enjoy the way of doing it and they like the thing. I mean, even I do a lot of YouTube. I mean, I started now with doing YouTube more and more because I see this as a branding platform for me, which can work really, really well. But also I do podcasting. I'm doing this for quite a while. I do blogging. I do mail. It's a selection of things. And I think that's not a bad thing to do. One more thing to think about if you're thinking about YouTubing. Be aware, if you ever do a business and you build your business on a platform you cannot control, there's always a certain risk in it, and you need to be clear about this. If YouTube one day just switches off your account just like that, and these things do happen, I mean, I'm not saying they happen regularly, but it can happen, you just don't know, then your business is gone. So be aware of this. This alone already should be an indicator to say, well, maybe I should think about multiple platforms and multiple ways of doing things. I mean, that's a definite, no doubt about it. But you can combine things. For example, when I do my YouTube stuff, I do YouTube as a video. I extract the sound of it for my podcasting, and I have the script for my blog. So I'm actually managing to do one thing and use it on three different platforms, which works. You know, that also saves me a lot of time, a lot of effort. So this is something that makes sense. Now, if you want to know more about how you can really make this on YouTube and how you can actually set yourself up so it can really work, then talk to me. Come to my site. It's the www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and just have a check, and we can have a chat how you can make things work. And I give you the real figures. I give you real numbers. So just to let you know. All right, guys, that was it. I hope this was useful and I hope it gave you some insight. All right, guys, see you soon. Take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.